Rat Pack, where you at?
Yo, what's going on? It's Thursday, December 12th. This is a very quick podcast. Just going to warn you. We'll do the full shebang tomorrow, but this is a very quick podcast, as you can see, likely in your podcast app. Just telling you the obvious. All right, so FTNFantasy.com. By the way, I'm Jeff. This is The Rant. FTNFantasy.com, promo code RATPACK for 10% off. Really, I just want to set the stage for tomorrow, so I want to run through just some injury information. That's really all we have to do today. I'm not going to talk about Thursday Night Football because I realize when this thing publishes, you probably only have about 5 hours until Thursday night. I will say this, if you're listening before Thursday night, take a deep breath. Do everything that has gotten us here. Don't try and flip the script. Don't try and do something different just because it's the first round of the playoffs. If you're an underdog, who cares? If you're a favorite, who cares? None of that matters. None of it matters. The only thing that matters is putting the best possible lineup out there. Don't get cute. Don't start something crazy. Don't go with your gut. You know, all the stupid things that people do in fantasy over the years that never works. Just don't do those things. Do the things that have gotten you here, and you're going to be just fine. Even if you lose, honestly, I would much rather lose fielding the best possible lineup than getting cute and losing as a result of that, right? It's a long off season, but at least you can go into the off season with your head held high if you put your best possible lineup in there. So let's get into some of the injury info. First and foremost, if you have David Njoku, yikes, I don't think he's going to play. Wow. I didn't necessarily think the DNP yesterday was a big deal, but we heard from Mary Kay Cabot today that he is unlikely to play. And Ken Dorsey, who of course is the offensive coordinator, said the team is likely to go tight end by committee. In other words, you're not going to have a replacement there. So what can you do if you had Njoku? Because, man, that really sucks. He was steamrolling his way into the postseason here. Most likely available. I doubt Hunter Henry's out there. I doubt Tucker Kraft is out there. I know Jonnu Smith is not out there. So maybe Jake Ferguson is out there. I have him at tight end 14. Dalton Kincaid looks like he's going to play. I have him at tight end 15. Freiermuth at tight end 16. Juwan Johnson at tight end 17. If you really have nobody, Stone Smart and then maybe Noah Gray. Those are, and I don't have them very high. I have Stone Smart at 21 and Noah Gray at 23. By the way, Stone Smart's full name is Stone Cole Smart, which is just an all-timer from his parents. Austin 316, baby. What? Open up a nice cold Steve Weiser here. So he might be available. Otherwise, that's about all you can do on that front. Flipping through some of the other stuff today. So Bucky Irving's still not practicing. Sean Tucker is not going to be a flex option. So if you have Irving, and you're looking to Tucker, I think you could do better elsewhere. Now, obviously, Sincere McCormick's been picked up. So what else could you do? Maybe Tank Bigsby's out there. Doubt it. Maybe you have somebody like Isaiah Davis out there. I have met RB33. If I could get away with not using him, I would. Gus Edwards at RB35. Jerome Ford at RB38. And yes, I skipped over the two Denver guys because I have McLaughlin and Williams at 36 and 37. No thanks. After that, I mean, I don't know. I can't feel confident in Sean Tucker. I honestly don't feel confident in Jerome Ford either, but you might be up against it. Or if it's a flex spot, then just use the next highest ranked wide receiver on your roster. You know, I would not expect Bucky Irving to play. That will mean that Rashad White's going to be a top 20 option. When I update rankings, that's where you'll find him. Mike Evans still not practicing. I'm not worried about it. He missed back-to-back practices, but I'm not worried about it yet. We'll have to see what happens tomorrow. But given the fact that they need to keep winning, given the fact that he has history that he's chasing, I think we're probably in the clear with him. He's a veteran. He's resting. Not a huge deal. Getting to some of the stuff from yesterday, just to put things into context. So I don't have a Thursday report yet for Seattle, but Kenneth Walker was not practicing yesterday. Now for him, a lot of times on a Wednesday practice report, I'm like, eh, whatever. You know, I don't really care. For him, I do care. You know, he missed last week. We heard potentially he was going to be back this week. Then we heard undergoing further testing. Usually that's not a good thing. You never quite know with new head coaches what they mean by certain things, but usually not a good thing. My anticipation is Zach Charbonnet goes. My anticipation is Zach Charbonnet is an RB1. Like, he's a top 10 option. He has shown it. Three starts this season, every single start he's been awesome. And then last week, obviously, he was more than awesome. So if you have Walker, don't plan for him to go. If you have Charbonnet, plan for him to go. If you're trying to make this decision before Thursday Night Football, you will have at least the second Walker practice report. Like I said, I don't have it, but you'll have it by then. And if you see DNP, I mean, almost certainly not going to play. And I would roll the dice on that. Tony Pollard didn't practice yesterday. I went on this spiel on my radio show, and it deserves repeating here. I won't do the whole, like, you know, radio bit of it all, but I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. If Sleeper or ESPN or Yahoo or CBS or My Fantasy League or wherever the hell you play tells you that a player is questionable after the first practice of the week, they are flat out lying to you. And people don't know that. And that really pisses me off. It really pisses me off because I can't tell you how many people make bad decisions as a result of getting a push notification that so-and-so is questionable. Well, let's take Tony Pollard, for example. The Tennessee Titans, they released their practice report from yesterday. He went DNP. The platforms labeled him as questionable. But you know what the team labels him as? Unspecified. And if you don't believe me, go to TennesseeTitans.com/team/injury-report/, and you'll see it as well. He is not questionable. He is not doubtful. He is not out. He is not anything. He is unspecified. So those platforms make up those designations. He is not questionable. He just didn't practice yesterday. Now, he could end up being questionable. I don't know. I'm not saying he's not going to be, but it's a bunch of crap. And I hate that they lie to us like that. It really bothers me because I see so many people make bad decisions because they think a player is questionable. And then I know how it goes. When you guys see Q next to the name, you think the dude's not going to play. And simply put, that's not true. He may not play. Sure. He also could be fine. You know, they won't give you any designation until after Friday. And it's a crappy thing to do by the commissioner platforms. And I don't think they understand what they're doing to people. So, by the way, Tony Pollard didn't practice, but I'm not overly concerned. We need 2 more days of practice reports. I'll talk more about him on this podcast tomorrow. We did hear from Antonio Pierce about Alexander Mattison probably being active, but we know that McCormick is the starter. So McCormick's a flex play. He's definitely a flex play. Let's run through some wideouts quickly here. Pickens did not practice yesterday. He has a chance of playing according to Mike Tomlin. We got to see what happens, though. If he goes DNP again today, it's not looking good, but there's an outside shot. There's always a risk when you play somebody who sat last week that they suffer a setback, like Bucky Irving, right? Or not necessarily even sat, but he got hurt the week before and he suffered a setback and then he was knocked out of the game, right? There's always that risk, but there also are situations like Malik Nabers, who, by the way, was limited in practice yesterday, who we heard he was going to be limited in the game and he wasn't at all. So it's every situation is different and it really comes down to your risk tolerance. Like, if let's say Pickens is going and you just don't feel good about it, and you have somebody else to use who's maybe not in that range, but not a bad replacement, nobody's going to fault you for going the safer route. Ultimately, again, it's your team. The offseason is a long time to think about this stuff. So do the thing that honestly will bother you the least in the offseason if it ends up being wrong. Ladd McConkey, limited, but he was limited all last week and didn't play. So we are still... we're still in the woods with him. We're not out of the woods. Chris Olave. So Darren Rizzi told us a little bit about him, said he's unlikely to return this week, which is a translation. He's not returning this week. I'm not getting cute. Like, if I'm playing this week, I'm never going to get cute in general, but I'm definitely not thinking about next week. If I'm playing this week and I'm thinking about next week, it's kind of like the receiver who takes their eyes off the football, drops the football. Like, we're going to drop the ball. We're going to drop the ball. Our mission this week is to win this week. It's not to worry about next week. If we lose this week, next week doesn't matter. And even if I'm on bye this week, like maybe I'll fill a few holes, but I'm not picking up Chris Olave with their quarterback situation. By the way, it looks like Jake Haener, they're not ruling Carr out yet, but there's no way this dude plays. I can't see him taking snaps with a bad broken hand. Even though it's not his throwing hand, I just can't see him taking snaps. Let's see, what else do we have here? Tillman is working his way through concussion protocol, got to limited. Romeo Doubs has full. I don't think either of those guys are usable. Romeo Doubs actually will help Jordan Love. Tillman could hurt Judy a little bit, but Judy's still a back-end wide receiver too with some major upside, as he's shown us in recent weeks here. So no issues with him. Otherwise, I mean, you're getting Tommy DeVito starting. It's 6-1, half a dozen the other in that group. You know, whether it's Locke or DeVito, it's the same impact on Malik Nabers. So I wouldn't really change my outlook. He's a wide receiver too. You know, Nabers should be fine this week. Like I said, he is practicing. So you have that going for you. Otherwise, I think those are the biggest things today. So like I said, we're going to gear up for tomorrow. And we'll preview the remaining 15 games on the slate on tomorrow's podcast. At this time of year, I mean, we don't have rest of season. So, you know, a lot of stuff takes care of itself right now. But otherwise, that's what we're going to do. FTNFantasy.com, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, /X, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram, and at Jeff Ratcliffe on Blue Sky. Enjoy tonight's football. The playoffs are here. Get your popcorn ready. I'll catch you on the flip. I'm Jeff, and I'm out.